Sorry, I had to record another one. I've just found the article. Actually, I'll tweet it now. I'll tweet it now. Brackets the letter in question. Paste. Make it a tiny thing. There we go. Let's see if it worked. It's worked. Has it worked? There it goes. It works. I've just found also on the Oxford Times website. A letter called Uncomfortable Cushions, and it's talking about speed cushions. Perhaps the simple act of calling them cushions makes them marginally less spine jarring. Apparently, the existing humps have caused some discomfort. Quote, the existing humps have caused some discomfort for bus drivers and passengers. By the way, speed cushions are designed so that buses, wide axle vehicles, unfortunately, heavy goods vehicles also come into it. And emergency service vehicles can just kind of glide over them so they don't get bumped. That's what they're supposed to do. Pretty much this bus is not going over the hump correctly. What do you think they've been doing to car drivers, let alone motorcyclists, whose front wheels are I'll try that again. Whose front wheels are dangerously I can't read it without laughing. Whose front wheels are dangerously destabilized by these things. They could slow down. I love it when motorcycling organizations come out after some moronic twat has oversped through a bend and killed himself on a motorbike. And they're like, oh, it's obviously the fault of the county. Oh, it's the fault of these cheese graters. They call them cheese graters. It's those really high sprung steel kind of twisted rope. Crash barriers, yeah, that you find on new trunk roads and new motorways now. The motorcycling organisations call them cheese graters because they're so dangerous. Because if you hit them, they prevent you from going into the other carriageway. That's the problem. And all I'm saying is, can you not? Is do, don't motor don't motorbikes have brakes? Can you not? I don't know. Limit them in some way. With a kind of a speed limit. Maybe that's the idea. Anyway, back to the 20 mile an hour zones. There's a very straight road in Cambridge. If you go to Google Maps and just type in Grange Road, comma Cambridge, and go to satellite, it is, oh God, it is at least a mile long. It is 20 mile an hour limit for the entire length of basically a straight road. It is perfectly straight, apart from there's a little kind of kink in the middle, but it's only a kink that's about 6 foot wide, and then you're 6 foot further east, I think, if you're travelling north. And it is 20 for the entire length, and there was a woman. It was coming to the end of the 20 zone. It was coming to traffic signals. No, it wasn't. It was coming to Barton Road, so it was a give way, and Barton Road's quite busy, it's an A road. And that's where the 30, that's where the 20 ends and the 30 begins. And I was about 100 metres, maybe 75 metres from the give way, and she overtook me, and I was doing 20. And I came up beside her when she stopped, and I caught up, a full 5 seconds later. It saved her 5 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. And then she had to wait in the jam whilst I shouted at her. I didn't actually shout. Not, excuse me, do you aware you were just going over 20? Oh, yeah, but I was overtaking you. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, because, of course, when you're overtaking someone, you can break any traffic regulation you like. Because you're overtaking someone. Sorry, officer. Sorry, I caused that vehicle in the. Oh, he was in the wrong carriageway. He was in my overtaking lane. Oh, it's oh, he was oh, silly. Oh, I'm sorry, officer. I was overtaking. Fuck off! I had a right piss at her. And then, like a good man, I went in front of her and did about five. For the remaining 50 meters of Grange Road. Fuck her. Fuck her. Oh, and then I turned right onto Barton Road. Guess what she did? Oh, she also turned right. We had a little row there. Bastard.